The two sides met Saturday for several hours, but failed to reach a firm agreement, though they said the talks were cordial. The BWU said that while the authority had denied it, both sides had an agreement for the unstuffing of containers, with 30% of the containers to be handled by port workers. That's where we end the news this evening. A look at the headlines once again, and Angola's Chief Minister and Minister of Tourism, Hubert Hughes, has spoken about new developments in the tourism sector. The National Bank of Angola is to offer further investment opportunities to the public, and the timetable for the establishment of a Caribbean Court of Justice has been pushed back. The news was sponsored by Dr. Jean Scott, president of the Caribbean Beacon Radio, and read for you by Bernard B. Watley. Just before we leave you, these announcements once again from Anglec. Anglec would like to inform the public that the supply of electricity to the area of Lockrum will be interrupted 8 a.m. 12 noon tomorrow, Wednesday, 13th October, to facilitate the building and maintenance of lines. And to the area of Captain Ridge Island Harbor, 8 a.m. 12 noon on Thursday, 14th October, to facilitate the building and maintenance of lines and the installation of transformers. Any inconvenience is deeply regretted. It's 15 minutes to 7 o'clock. This is the Caribbean Beacon Radio from Angola in the West Indies. We now return you to the teaching of Dr. Gene Scott from the University Network.
There is never a fact. The devil is mighty for us.